Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. This is Brian Wilkie speaking. And it's great to be speaking to you again this morning as we delve into God's Word together. Today our theme is perfect love. Our reading from the Word of God is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 16, to chapter 5, verse 5. And this is what John has to say to the church. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, having heard this portion of the Word of God, would you listen with me to Jamie Grace as she sings the song, Show Jesus.
Your smile's always shining out, and they know what it's all about. It's not hard for them to figure out the way you show Jesus. You know love is what they heard, and you didn't even say a word. Ain't it funny, that's the way it works, when you know Jesus. Oh, it's like flipping on a light switch when you're walking into this room.
It's
always way you show, the way you show him.
I gotta tell you that I'm back in the way.
As I minister in Rockland with a community of believers, we preach an unswerving biblical faith, and we call people to a holy life. That can sometimes seem like a very harsh message, unswerving, solidly biblical. It can seem like it's all about getting the I's dotted and the T's crossed. But that's not really what it's about. It's necessary to be firm on our doctrine and to be devoted to our faith, and to be holy in our living, because God's purpose for us is fulfilled when He makes us holy, and His purpose for us is that we be made perfect in His love. Jamie Grace, the song we just listened to, sang about someone who just exudes the joy, the love, the peace of Jesus. And we can think of no higher compliment than for someone to say that they see Jesus in us. What is it to see Jesus in us? It's to see holiness, to see purity, to see kindness and generosity, to see joy and peace, and above all, to see the love of God. There's no doubt that the world needs love. Even pop culture is telling us about the love that the world needs. Do you remember these songs? The Beatles singing "All You Need Is Love"? That was an anthem of a generation. They recognized that what seemed to be lacking in the world was the love that makes all things good. They may not have been entirely clear about how to get that love, or where that love comes from, or what that love would look like, but pop culture recognized, the society around them recognized, there's some truth in that. The world needs love. In fact, there's another song, "All the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." That might appeal to a different generation. And there's one song that I think just these two lines could make a wonderful prayer. It goes like this. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. Does anybody remember that song? Someone crying out that they don't know what love is yet, and they want someone else to show them what it looks like. Now, that was a song of romantic love, but it could just as easily be a prayer from us to God to have Him show us what He means by perfect love so that we can live out that love in the world today. Let's pause here for a moment as we listen to the GLAAD a cappella group singing "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee."
Call us to rejoice in the Lord. of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Call us to rejoice in thee, lift us to the joy divine. Joy, joyful, 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 our Lord, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Joyful, our Lord, joyful, 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 we adore thee.
God is love. That's the word that John gives us, and it's a surprisingly profound word. It's a very simple word. Many people have reduced it to a kind of trivial cliche that since all you need is love, what do we need faith for? What do we need Jesus for? If all we need is love, why don't we just love one another? Why can't we all just get along? John is not being that simple. When he says God is love, he's pointing to the source and the example of love that is needed in the world today. We can cry out that all you need is love, all you want. But without love actually coming into our lives, where do we get it from? Can we just sum up something in our will and in our choices that will automatically make us loving? Well, we can certainly become more loving. Indeed, quite without any choice of ours, we can do what people call falling in love. We can become enamored of another person or even of an idea. We can pursue that with passion. We can pursue it with a great deal of virtue. But John is speaking of a greater love than the love that just emerges out of attraction. This is a love that comes from God. He says that we can be confident of love because of the love that God gives. We can know what love is because God first loved us. Are you perfect in love? I know I'm not. It's one of the scandals of Christianity, I suppose, that we speak of perfect love, and yet we have not yet achieved it. This is what we strive for as Christians. This is what we're accused of by non-Christians, that we talk about love, but where is love in our lives? And sometimes that accusation hits home because we realize we've stepped away from our main focus. We've moved away from what God has shown us and become impatient, become difficult, become narrow. But God is love, and the more closely we walk with God, the more perfectly we love. And John says it quite clearly. There's a connection between loving God and loving our neighbor. Do you love your brother? Are there people that you would say you hate? John says you can't say that you love God, whom you have never seen, when you are able to say that you hate your brother. You've seen your brother. You've seen this person who has sometimes disappointed you, sometimes hurt you, and you know that there are things that are not lovable in that person. And so because your love is focused on their characteristics and their problems, you believe that you have the right not to love them. But the love which comes from God is a love which loves because of what's inside the lover. God doesn't love us because we're perfect. God doesn't love us because we're always pleasing to Him. He loves us because God is love. He loves us even if he didn't know us, He would love us. Even if He hadn't seen us, He would love us. And having seen us, He would know how to love us to life. When we see our brother, and we find that our love is not equal to our brother's need, that our love is not capable of loving in spite of his perfections, we know at that moment that we need a greater dose of love from God. This love doesn't come automatically. The Apostle Paul was a violent man before he became a Christian. He was an angry man, and he was narrow-minded. He had his viewpoint, and if people didn't fit his viewpoint, he was ready to haul them off to jail, or even he was pleased to see them stoned because they disagreed with what he knew to be the truth. But when he met Jesus Christ, Paul became a different person. He was passionate, full of energy and strength. He was unstoppable, very similar to the Paul that was before. But now he's a man of love, a man of grace. Not someone who's surrendered the truth, but found a greater truth. The truth of God in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world to himself. It was Paul, this formerly violent man, who wrote the words of poetry that accompany so many weddings and have become, for even the world at large, an expression of the perfection of love. When he wrote in 1 Corinthians 13, "Love is patient, love is kind." Paul goes on to describe the fullness of God's love, and he says something that is astonishing. He says, "Though I may have all knowledge and understand all mysteries, but I have not love, without love, I am nothing." Here's a man who once was without love, and because of the transforming power of Jesus Christ, he has become a man of love. If we want to have perfect love, we understand that all love comes from God. And yet the source of that love will be twofold. We will understand that love through the biblical testimony to the way God deals with his people, to the revelation God gives of what he requires of us. John in his scripture says that this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And God's commands aren't burdensome. They're not burdensome for two reasons. God's commands, whether they seem stern, or whether they invoke generosity, or whether they invoke tenderness, or whether they invoke firmness, we know that the love of God, as he commands it, is a love that is perfect and holy, that is intent on the best for the person that is loved. So perfect love will be biblical, obedient to God. It will be Christ-like, capable of tenderness and sternness. Christ was able to be tender when tenderness was called for, and he was able to be stern when people needed to be turned from stubbornness. Love will be like the fruit of the Spirit, which starts with love and continues to joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. God gives us a love that will be self-controlled. The revelation of that love in the Bible is one part of the way God gives us that love. And of course, the other is in the power of God through his Holy Spirit. These two go together, a biblical love and a spirited love. These two cannot be separated and still be the love of God. The Spirit empowers us so that John is able to say that we overcome the world, that we are given power to obey the commands of God so that they are not burdensome. We have victory, an ability to love even in the harshest circumstances. This perfect love, given by God, biblical, holy, Christ-like, obedient to God. It's a failure to understand God if we think that we can love God while disobeying his commands, or to even think that it's more loving towards our neighbor if we disobey his commands. God has not given these commands arbitrarily, but out of his wisdom and knowledge, an understanding that perfect love will act in certain ways, that perfect love will call forth the best from each person. Perfect love will encourage. Perfect love will challenge. We have in the Holy Spirit both a power from God and a trainer who leads us to apply the Scriptures in love. Let's admit that sometimes our love fails that test. Sometimes it's very obedient. We follow the rules to the letter, but we lose track of the Spirit of Christ, and we don't follow these rules out of love, but out of a harshness or frustration. Sometimes we get so impatient with the world around us that the love seems to disappear. God calls us to an obedient and spirited love, a love filled with His grace, filled with His power, and obedient to His truth and wisdom. Do you want this perfect love? John has made it very clear that the only one who can have this perfect love is the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. There is no loving person in the world today that could not become more perfect in love by a relationship with Jesus Christ. You yourself, who have entered into that relationship with Jesus, who have trusted Him for forgiveness of sins and have sought from Him to be filled with His Holy Spirit, you too can become more perfect in love. Don't give up. Though love can seem like a long road to travel, God has urged us to travel that road and to know that there will be victory, that God will bring to completion what He's begun in us. Perfect love, it's worth striving for. It's worth praying for. It's worth living out. Would you pray with me? Loving God, we give You thanks that You've shown us perfect love in Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to receive Jesus more and more fully every day, to allow Him to work in us that which is perfect and good and pleasing in Your sight. Almighty God, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, listeners, for your encouragement, prayer, and financial support. You keep us on the air week by week. If you can, please make out a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. Please also tell others about this program, and don't forget to visit our website. You will find several of our programs available on podcasts. Don't forget to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now, to conclude our program, here is Ottawa's All Nations Church with their recording of All to Jesus from the worship album, You Reign. And may you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. And may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of